Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Is everyone surviving?
Yeah, we hope everybody's doing well.
This is, we're recording in, like, this is our second podcast in the apocalypse.
Yeah, this is, these are some weird times, guys. You know, this is, I was thinking back at the episode that we recorded 2 weeks ago, we were laughing about the TP situation, you know, because it really hadn't hit here where I am yet, like the toilet paper craziness. And now it's like, you know, I think it's getting better. It's gotten better the past couple of days than it had been right after we recorded our last episode.
Yeah, no, we are, every single store that we're at, everything's out. So we're kind of starting to watch toilet paper usage.
Gosh.
Like, because you can't get it. I mean, it is not in any shelf. Now, Zach did go to a Walmart that was like, I don't know, maybe in 45 minutes away from here, and he got the second to last package of toilet paper.
Wow. Got lucky.
He came home with toilet paper and paper towels, and I was like, you are my hero.
Jackpot. If the casino were open, he probably should have gone to the casino too.
Right. Yeah. but yeah, no, because we're watching it. Where we live is, it is out. It is a thing.
Yeah. Where you live, I think, is being hit pretty hard.
It
where
is.
I am, it's not, knock on wood, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it is in other places. So, yeah.
Well, everybody from New York comes down to Florida.
Yeah.
So New York has been hit and everybody's coming down here.
Well, and then you guys have all those dumbass spring breakers that were there.
Yeah.
Which weren't even Florida people. They were tourists.
Most of Florida is not Florida people. That's the catch.
Yeah.
So, and especially international travel is big here. I mean, obviously we're not doing it now, but... But anyway, we hope y'all are surviving.
We hope everybody's doing well. And actually, this is the perfect time to, because there's nothing else to do, right? But check out 90dayva.com.
Oh, right.
This would be the great time to, you know, look for remote work and go ahead and brush up on your skills and really get going on that. Because when this is all over, you can bust out the gates with your 90dayva, you know, education that you get from that class, and maybe you can get a remote job out of this whole thing.
Yes,
so let's try to think positive, right?
That was a great idea.
Yeah, well, so 90dayva.com, they are our season 3 sponsor, so y'all definitely check them out.
It's please great. Do. But yeah, that's a great call, Brittany, because everybody's at home.
Yeah. I mean, I know people are busy because their kids are at home, and that's another thing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
there are times where you're probably scrolling Facebook when you probably shouldn't be scrolling Facebook.
Also, right? That's another thing, is I found myself on freaking Facebook longer than usual. So
and
annoying.
And it's nothing but doom and gloom, so I have to stop. And because, really, I wake up every day more hopeful about the way things are. And really think that we're in a much better place now, I think, than we were a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but... from what I can tell. But I mean, Facebook is nothing but doom and gloom. And I started unfollowing people who kept sharing like scary things.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's all they were doing. They were like, read this. And I'm like, first of all, do you know it's true? Do you
right. know it's because most of it's not.
True?
Yeah.
So
exactly. Like I'm literally just like breaking news. I did follow. So I don't tweet. Brittany does all of our Twitter, guys. It's not me. Cause I don't
well,
do
it's,
it.
I don't really tweet that often for us either anyway.
But I did. follow like our county so I can get like, real updates because not very far from us there are some shelter in place cities and I do not want to deal with that.
No, y'all, I think the best
probably will.
The best thing to do is to follow official things like CDC, you know,
exactly.
official like stuff. Stop looking at
carrying down the street her memes. The memes are funny though.
The memes
Listen,
are funny.
I will say the memes are coming in hot and it's entertaining, but it's taking up too much of my time because I am like so getting sucked in, Brittany, gotta delete.
Other than Facebook, what else are you doing during this time?
I am, other than Facebook, you know what I'm doing? I'm bringing Classy Broads back, guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I used to have a coffee company, and those of you who listen to us, I don't know, who've been with us for a couple of years know that, and I used to have a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. But when we moved, like the Hurricane Florence took out the coffee shop, so I just let it all go, and I let the whole thing go. I just couldn't handle it. But with all this time on my hands, I'm bringing the brand back. So
I love it.
I'm really excited about it.
So I love it.
Stay tuned. We do. Oh, I will say this is a great time to send in your stories for not so classy Mondays. Those are just like stories of like your weekend that got a little rowdy.
Oh, those are the weekends that I used to have in college.
Right. So I just every Monday I'll be sharing stories over on Classy Broad's Facebook and Instagram. And tell stories about make you feel better about your life.
Well, that's cool.
Because other people's stories. So I'm excited about that one. And we'll do a giveaway for the best story at the end of the month and everything. So
that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know that I work from home and I've been doing that for a very long time. So I've been really lucky and have still been, my company is still open. Things are very slow right now. So I have still been working full time and thankfully my daughter's preschool is still open. So that's been a huge help. And not a lot of kids have really, I think a lot of parents just pulled their kids out because a lot of the companies here have closed anyway. Mm-hmm. And people are working from home. And so our daycare, they're considered an essential business.
Right. So, yeah.
So, she's been there and it's been really helpful, I think, for her too, because she hasn't been stuck at home. So she doesn't really know that there's anything different going on.
Mm-hmm.
Except I do feel bad because her fifth birthday is next week and we had this big birthday party planned and, you know, and I'm like, we can't have your birthday. Like I pushed it back to May. So hopefully in May we can make this all happen. But, we're having to do a Zoom birthday party with her friends.
That'll be fun though.
So maybe we'll try that. And you know, and she keeps asking if we can go to the zoo, like on the weekends. She always wants to go somewhere because we typically go places, and she's like, can we go here, can we go to the mall, can we do this? And I'm like, no, we have to stay at home and
play beautiful,
go on walks.
Yeah, I know, my kids is losing her mind. Because they closed immediately. And at the time, it was like March 15th. And they said they'll be closed till April 15th. So it's an entire month. And we're halfway through.
Well, halfway is better than where we were a week ago. So.
But yeah.
Well, our neighborhood is doing things like putting bears in the windows for the kids. Are you guys doing that?
No, but that's cute. Christmas
lights back up? Like, yeah, we have Dumbo because we don't have a stuffed animal bear that she wanted to give up. So we put Dumbo in the window up here and then we put like a stuffed rabbit downstairs. And we go on walks around the neighborhood or go on drives and you look for the bears in the windows. And tons of houses are doing it. So it's really fun.
Oh my gosh, that is cute. I don't think our neighborhood is that organized. all of our houses, like everything here is at least on an acre, and so the houses are kind of far
back. It's hard to see. Yeah.
So,
I can imagine that.
But we could like put them on the fence.
Yeah.
We should do that.
You should do that. People started talking about it on Nextdoor, and then a lot of people are putting their Christmas lights back out.
That's cute.
So you can drive around and look at Christmas lights.
I'll just put them out on the fence also.
Yeah.
Not putting them on the house. That is a lot of work, Brittany.
Hey, we're not doing it either. I'm just saying what our one guy does like a big light show with music and stuff and he's like, I'm gonna put that back out. So
if I was one of those people that like went really big like that, I would do it because it's like a second opportunity to show off.
Yeah, oh yeah, he loves it. He's like, I'm gonna do it. So I think he was talking about it last weekend and we'll probably try to do a drive by.
I love that idea.
And then there was something else that people are doing too, but I can't remember what it was. Christmas lights and bears, but sidewalk chalk. So like as you walk around, people are writing messages in sidewalk chalk.
That is cute.
In your neighborhood or community. So
I should do that.
Public uplifting things.
Oh, I was going to write bad words on the sidewalk. I'm just kidding, guys. I want to do that.
Oh, your kids can learn new words while yeah, that's, they're...
Listen, there's a lot of letters that we can... that's really what we've been doing. Lula May, she's... I'm like, all right, let's do your letters. Let's do your letters.
Well, the good thing that is coming out of all of this, I think, is... all of the free resources that are being
opened right? up.
And now people really understand teachers, right? People
yeah.
completely understand what teachers are going through yeah. on a daily basis. So mm-hmm. that's good. And I think that we're becoming more neighborly.
I think, yeah. The
and compassionate.
And, yeah. And honestly, just like slowing down. People
yeah.
like people I think are realizing how little time they actually spend with their kids, like when you're working and they're at school, and then if they go to aftercare, by the time you get home it's like dinner and bed,
yeah,
and that's it. And now on the flip side, I mean, I understand it is really hard to work with your kids, and it's really hard to work with your kids running around, but
and your husband.
Oh God, that's worse. I think that's worse. Honestly, like my husband is remote working. Sometimes there are some things that he has to absolutely go in for, but, wow, he is. Cause then he's like, wants to talk and like eat sandwiches. And like, I just
<He's> like quit eating sandwiches.
And it's so expensive. It is expensive to quarantine because now I have to put all this food in here so he can eat freaking 400,000 calories.
Quit eating sandwiches.
Let's talk and eat sandwiches.
Like, does he? What kind of sandwiches does he like?
Like ham and cheese, and he's got to get provolone, not the square cheese. And then if he's like, if he's feeling ballsy, he'll be like, "Hey, babe, you think you can toast that?" Like,
oh my,
no, I can't.
Gosh, you're like, what is this, Jersey Mike's?
Right. I cannot toast it. I have things to do.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, the quality time, I think, is definitely a good thing. That's the slowing down.
Yeah.
I've really been trying to look at all the positive things that are coming from
right.
all
so
of this.
The
right.
first half of this was complaining. The second half is going to be positive.
Right. I mean, the good thing is look at the pollution is going down.
That whole thing is amazing.
And
like
did
in
you,
Italy.
Yes. Did you see in Venice, the river, the waters, and they said it's because the boats aren't going. So it's not, the sediment's not mm-hmm. being kicked up all the time, but even still, like there's gotta be some good for the environment coming out of this.
Yeah. I just think the world as a whole kind of needed a wake up call anyway. Not yeah. that this is the coolest thing, but honestly, good things almost every single time there's a tragedy, good things will come out
good
of it
eventually of it. Yeah.
And I think that this is a like going to be a lesson learned that we are as a society just everybody's moving so fast and nobody's taking the time to really be present and be available, and everybody's go go go, busy busy busy, gotta work, and nobody just like hangs out. And even when you are hanging out, then you're on your phone and you're watching
right.
TV instead of like going outside, taking walks, doing fun things. I love the bear hunt. Like,
yeah, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten to the point where I am so sick of everything on Facebook. So like, I just stopped looking at it. Social media, I'm like done with right now.
Yeah.
Cause
I know
it's nothing. It's nothing but bad stuff. And so I think a lot of people are getting that and they're getting outside more. We went for a walk last night and we've lived in this neighborhood for 2 years. And this last night was the most I've ever seen people out on bicycles, people mm-hmm. out in their driveways, like doing, I was about to say ping pong, but not ping pong, but badminton, chalk, you know, people were just outside.
Yeah. We're literally outside every single day. I am so grateful that I have a pool. I will say that because
oh, that's really nice.
I don't know what we would do, because that's what we've been doing. We just go swimming every single day.
Well, and that's
homework
amazing.
In the morning, go swimming.
Now, it's been, the weather here has been horrific, like cold and rainy and yucky brutal. Until just about yesterday, and when it started to feel like spring. Like today, I think it's going to be really warm, which is great. But
nice.
For those of y'all in areas where it's really nice outside, take advantage of that.
True. I guess most of the country, I forget that I live in South Florida, and it's basically beautiful all the time.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that.
Sorry, everybody guys. Else is
suckers.
I saw somebody like with a picture of snow. I was like,
I know,
oh God.
You're right. You're
if
right.
I were going through this with snow, it would be even like more depressing, I think.
It would. Well, like when we lived in Northern Iowa, because my husband was on recruiting duty in Northern Iowa. So at this time right now, there is still snow on the ground. It is in the 30s. Like it is not, which is pretty warm for there in the winter, honestly. But yeah, forgot that. There's snow. And I did have that winter depression. I didn't think that was real.
It is real.
I lived somewhere where there was snow.
And just imagine that on top of
the anxiety
of what
nonsense.
We have.
And I do think it's a good thing to get off social media, because if you are sort of nervous about this anyway, looking at all of that shit is not going to make it better.
It makes it 100% worse, because then you're like...
Yeah. And then it's, you know, at some point... You just believe everything that you read.
Yes, you can't do that either. You cannot do that.
Because I know, like, your mind is going to go there, regardless. Like, mm-hmm. It takes effort to be like, all right, you know that this isn't real, or you know that it's not fact-checked, but your mind is still going to say, but it's in front of me, and I'm looking at it, and it must be real if I can see it.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what I think the important thing to do here is, and I think Mr. Rogers used to say this all the time about looking for the helpers. Let's look at those people, look at the helpers, and like, let's focus on them and not focus on the bad stuff happening. Let's focus on all of the good stuff that's happening and how these people are helping out. Like, for example, and I shared this on my personal Facebook last night, which I haven't shared anything since I don't think October. So,
nice.
But I'm from Atlanta, and somebody had taken a video of some apartment buildings in Atlanta, and during the shift change at the local hospital, which is right across the street from all these apartment buildings, people stood on their balconies and was clapping. And it was like overwhelming. Like the sound of it was just booming applause.
That's so
and
nice.
They've been doing that apparently every night for the shift change, which is amazing. So we need to look at the helpers. They're doing great things, and that kind of stuff just, you know, gives you the warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, that is nice.
And that's what we need to, that's what we really need to focus
yeah,
on.
Yeah, those nurses. Wow. And just people in hospitals in general. Because we had, my friend is a nurse, so she's literally goes to work and is like covered in plastic and like,
oh yeah.
She's like, can y'all just stay home? Cause it is hot. I have to work in this now.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So hot. But yeah,
I didn't even think about that. The temperature, especially being in South, is she in South Florida too?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, because they have to be covered from head to toe, not only are they in their scrubs, but they have like their masks and like the freaking hazmat suits and shit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's probably
a lot. I don't know. Do they get hazard pay? I feel like that should be a thing right now.
I don't know, but
I'm going to text her.
Yeah. Girl. Text her and find
I'll
that
give
out.
You a raise.
She needs to.
I'll Venmo you $6. Everybody sent us $6.
Did you see that Taylor Swift sent like some random followers of her like $3,000 or something?
No. What? Everybody, I need to follow T-Swift.
Let's Venmo each other some money. But y'all
I'm down. Right. I mean, if it starts with me, then I'll have more to give.
Right.
So,
start with me.
Leslie O'Brien 1 on Venmo, guys. Find me. I would love to do that, honestly. I would love to do that. Somebody, like some couple in Houston, where I'm from, H-Town, left like a $9,000 tip to be able to tip all the servers.
Oh,
at the place.
Wow.
Although, yeah, everybody, I'm like, wow. Like, that is my goal in life, is to be able to tip somebody like their rent for the month.
All right. Well, if $9,000 is your rent, then you should
that was for the whole restaurant.
You should not be a server.
No kidding. I don't know. But like bartenders and servers, like when they're really good, that is a moneymaker.
Yeah.
I'm not that coordinated, so I can never do this.
I did it in college, and I was the worst. I used to forget tables all the time.
I would do that. I would drop drinks. I would spill things. Forget making drinks. It's never
Yeah, that was me. Like, I forgot all the I hated it. I wasn't a restaurant person whatsoever. Retail, I can do retail, but I'm not going to do restaurant.
Like, I'm really good at customer service and taking care of people. Like, if I can have someone carry the tray for me, we'll be great. But, like, I'll talk to you and I'll be nice and work for my tip. But
have you seen the movie Waiting?
Yes, it's an older movie, right?
Yeah, okay. And they work at like this TGI Fridays knockoff restaurant, mm-hmm. and it's Ryan Reynolds and like a bunch of names that you realize that you know. Oh my gosh, it's such a great one. That's a good one to watch. I don't know if it's on Netflix or whatever, but like that's a good one to watch during quarantine. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Not kid friendly, though.
I am watching Tiger King. I fell into it.
Okay.
We can talk about it though.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Oh my gosh.
Except for I've seen it all over social media and I have not read things on it on purpose because I'm like, okay, I need to watch this. So
you're going to have to do it. The memes got me like, cause I was seeing it on Instagram and I'm like, what is this? As you can see, if you're watching this, I am wearing cheetah print. I am fully immersed.
Okay. Well, I guess I got to check
again. Not child friendly.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No. Do not watch it around your kids.
Well, maybe I'll watch it and then we can talk about it on our next episode that we record.
I want to take a poll how many of y'all watch it because the memes got me. It is really intense. You know what? You watch it. All y'all watch it. Let me know what you think.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
good.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. Are you finished with it or are you?
No. I'm only halfway through.
How many episodes are there?
I think there's 7 or 8. It's not a lot. I did watch an episode without my husband though last night. He's gonna be really mad.
Yikes. He better watch it today while he's eating sandwiches.
Right? Oh shoot. Alright guys, our timer went off though.
That's
all we have for today. Sorry, we didn't really give any tips. We just kind of talked.
Yeah. This is just a weird one. It's a weird time.
It's a weird time. Yeah. Both of us are kind of off a little bit. So.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys are too. We'll get back on track soon. I'm hopeful. I have a feeling. I have a feeling it'll be soon, guys.
Coming back strong.
Just hang in there. If you need anything, let us know. hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. And we'll be there for you. Thanks for sticking around. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.